we're getting ready to tee off another brand talk. And this time it's with Paula Smith of Fisher Paykel. And it's a brand that I have some experience with as well, and that I've worked with in the past as part of some of the marketing programs that we put together, and have had some of the best cultural brand experiences. Paula, welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here, and I'm going to dive right in. And because of the when we were prepping for this conversation, I think the big topic that came up immediately, God, you guys really look really cool in that back row right there. I got to tell you. Cool brand, cool folks. Is that is that the deal?
Yeah,
I see. I'll step up my game next time. Man, wow. I feel like I need my red lipstick. Where's my red lipstick? So, all right. So you guys really impressed me with kind of showing the integration between the brand. It's an appliance. You're selling, you know, ovens and cooktops and all those things. You know, but you have this great story. You're from New Zealand. So right there, the story kicks off with your native country. So tell us a little bit about the culture for the
company. Sure. So we are a New Zealand-based company. We have been established since 1934. So we've actually been around for a long time here in the U.S., about 25 years. Over the past few years, we've really greatly expanded our portfolio of products in the premium segment. But the significance of us being New Zealand-based, you know, we like to say as an island country, we have a culture of curiosity. And we're always looking outwards and seeing what's going on in the world. And, you know, sustainability is in our DNA. And that's really significant to our brand.
Yeah, and if you want to forward the slides, you got the magic clicker down there. I think all you need to do is press on the bottom.
Okay.
Like on the back side.
Turned it off.
Now she turned it off. There we go.
There
she goes. Can you see that all right, or do you need that at a little
No, that's
angle?
Fine. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Sorry. So, yep, here's, again, designed in New Zealand, established in 1934. And again, you know, besides that culture of curiosity, you know, we think about, you know, again, what is going on in the world? What is important to designers and architects? And, you know, we really invest a lot in talking to the people who are specifying our products, to builders, to homeowners, and again, that's all wrapped up in our curiosity.
And I'm curious, we'll get to that a little bit later, but I'd love to know about some of the trends that you guys are seeing in
sure.
the way the industry is moving forward. And can we just skip one?
Nope.
Because we had... And that's the next one? All right, never mind. Ignore me.
No,
but you know
fine.
What? Before we dive into some of the pillars that make up your brand story,
mm-hmm.
I'd really like to dive into the environmental impact and where
sure.
you guys are standing on the climate and on sustainability.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, in looking at what's going on in the world, we think about design for a changing world, and there's a few different thematics there that. You know, we think about how people live, how we have to design to accommodate their lifestyle. And some of these macro changes that we're looking at is human connection is more important than ever, right? And we talk about that a lot, especially following COVID, right? And it's really important to us. So how do we make products that allow people to have that human connection? We talk about technology being very important, and that flows through everything in our lives now. Healthy living is the new luxury. You know, a lot of people are investing, you know, money into buying good products, you know, good produce, understanding where their food is coming from. So again, we think about, as an appliance company, how do we enhance that experience when they're, you know, buying food for a healthy lifestyle? We talk about urbanization. You know, again, there's a lot of different development going on, and how can we accommodate different size homes and kitchens, and finally sustainability. And as I mentioned, it really is, you know, part of our, you know, entire culture and thinking about how we can be a sustainable company, from the processes, you know, of making our products to creating products that are energy efficient.
And you call this designing for a changing world. Help me understand what that means. Is that
so? So again, we really think about, you know, we have our product design principles, which we'll talk about. But again, we want to think about what's going on in the world and how can we accommodate people's lifestyles. We like to consider ourselves the most human-centered brand. And so what that means is we have to understand that people have different wants and needs. And those are those what's going on in the greater world.
How do you get your insights? How do you get what's the research that goes into learning where the, you know, where the marketplace is going, what those needs are? What do you guys do about that?
So we have really strong relationships with designers, architects, builders. You know, we look at consumer market research to, again, understand how we can develop products to enhance people's lives.
And then, yes, do talk a little bit more about the climate situation and where you guys are involved on that end and cutting carbon.
Sure. There's a lot of information on this slide, but really what it comes down to is, as a company, we understand that we have a climate crisis, and we take a very science-based approach to it. We look at what the United Nations Sustainable Development Program is suggesting to be more sustainable. We look at, you know, we brought in consultants. We have a dedicated team in New Zealand that, again, is looking at how we can positively affect climate change. And so we have some really strong and significant goals established.
And you do have some goals, and you are working on going to carbon zero, right?
Exactly. So as you can see here, our goal is to, from our current baseline, we're looking to cut that baseline to 50% by 2030 and to be at 10% of our current baseline by 2050.
Can we get a round of applause for that? Because that's a huge commitment from a brand. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's the kind of curve we want to see everybody working on. I have to tell you, it's very, very, very important to me. So talk to us a little bit about, you have these pillars that are very much at the core of the brand in how you design products and what's important.
So yeah, here you can see the elements that go into the actual product design. And so when our product team is thinking about how can we build, you know, premium appliances to suit our customers' lifestyles, these are the elements that we think about. And one is design to fit. This one really resonates with architects and designers, right? Ensuring that when you put custom panels on our integrated refrigerators, you have a really slight 1/8 inch reveal all the way around and it blends in seamlessly. And so sorry, I can't see the screen.
Brilliant. Turn that screen a little bit. It was turned earlier. That one's turned, and now I'm looking at it going.
Thanks. I just want to go in order so it makes sense here.
Yes.
Thank you so much. There we go.
You
know, perfect results. So again, people are investing a lot in their kitchen, remodel, building a home. Everything has to have perfect results, whether it's preserving your food longer with our refrigeration products, to, you know, cooking the perfect roast in your steam oven. The third is beautiful to use. Again, looking at the materiality, the fit feel of, you know, all of the elements that go into it. So when somebody turns the knob on our oven, it has a really great feel. When they pull the sliding rack out of the oven, it has that really smooth gliding feel to it.
It's sexy, I gotta tell you. It's Fisher-Paykel to me is just a... Right? Right? Support troop back there? Yeah, it's sexy. It looks sexy and it feels sexy. And I think that's important. You gotta have that feeling, that emotion. All right, carry on. I'll stop plugging you now.
No, keep going. This is great. If you want to see how that dial feels and looks, we have some products over at the Hallmark Hardwoods booth right around the corner. We have our 24-inch convection wall oven. And you'll notice when you turn the knob, it has this very slight, beautiful LED light on it and just a really great feel. So I encourage everyone to walk over and touch our knobs.
Go touch their knobs. I'm going to go now.
And the last two really go hand in hand, built to last and, again, sustainably minded. You know, we want to create products that last a long time. So we do a lot of product testing. You know, when I started with Fisher & Paykel, I've been with the company a little over 7 years now. I had the opportunity to go down to New Zealand and meet with our product designers and engineers and see our testing lab. And we do testing, you know, in all sorts of ways, component level, you know, full product. And again, that goes hand in hand with being sustainable, right? We want these products in people's homes for a long time.
Absolutely. Now, has anybody here, not you guys in the back, no. Who else has been to New Zealand? Oh, we're going to need some help here. Do you guys ever invite designers to come to New Zealand?
So, you know, we just opened an experience center in Auckland, and we're thinking that would be a great place to bring some designers to.
Would anybody here like to go to New Zealand with Fisher Price? See, there we go. That's audience engagement. I call it audience. It's working very nicely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about kitchen perfection and what that term means for you.
So kitchen perfection to us really comes down to three main elements. One is ultimate kitchen solutions. So we think about where products are installed within the kitchen and within the home and how they can be mixed and matched. So we really are very conscious about design details so that you can line up our wall ovens next to each other and the handles line up perfectly. You can mix and match across our styles even, because there's a harmonious look across, say, our control panels on our cooking products. And that's where beauty of choice comes into play. So Fisher & Paykel is really known as a contemporary brand, and we do have a lot of contemporary products, but we really have four primary aesthetics. We have our contemporary line, which is largely black glass with some bands of stainless steel. We have minimal, which again you'll see in the Hallmark Hardwoods booth. It's all black, just very on trend, but something people really love. The neat thing about minimal is it looks beautiful in dark cabinetry, but even like the very popular light oak cabinetry, it looks stunning because it's just this all black form. We have classic. So if you really want that heritage look with the brass burners and the really beautiful detailed knobs, we have classic ranges in different colors too, so you can add a pop of color. So red, white, black, stainless steel with the matching hoods. And then we have a beautiful line of professional appliances too. So we have, you know, the big 48-inch Pro range. A few years ago, we won Best of KBiz for our hybrid dual fuel Pro range. Half is gas cooktop and half is induction. And speaking of induction, who's specifying induction these days?
We're going to need a lot more hands. Next year, come back. We'll do this again.
Mm-hmm.
And that better be 90% in the room, right?
It's going to
be, too.
It's been all the rage lately. So.
It's going to be, too, if legislature keeps it up. It certainly will. So we'll talk about questions in a minute, but I think I want to address induction with some of the audience in a little bit. So,
and sorry, the final bit of kitchen perfection, you know, mixing and matching across our products, styles, and we call it design freedom. And again, we want to ensure when our products go into a space that it really fits seamlessly into the design, right? And so we think about being able to install appliances anywhere in the kitchen and within the home. So those three elements to us are kitchen perfection.
And I like that idea, and I think it works very, very well with your brand. To think about installing appliances throughout the home, right? There's different
exactly.
use cases that work very, very well, and it's another opportunity for designers to monetize other spaces in the house. Let's not forget why we're all here, right? So
exactly.
I can see Fisher Paykel, because it's so sexy, that I think you guys are primed to be have products throughout.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, it's an opportunity to suit people's lifestyles. So if you have, you know, grandparents visiting often, you can put a coffee maker and a cool drawer, you know, refrigerator drawer in their suite, you know. You can put a single dish drawer in a bar area. So there's so many different opportunities to really think about how you can really enhance, you know, people's everyday needs.
I'd like to put a full kitchen in my father's room just so we don't see him so often anymore, if that's a possibility. That would be nice, because he's 81 and he lives with us now. And so I'm going to call you on that. Although I don't think he deserves Fisher Paykel. We'll get him something basic. Mm-hmm. So then nothing works anymore in this day and age. It can be as sexy as it wants to be if it's not smart and connected. So how do your systems work there?
So our goal is to have all of our appliances connected within the next 2 years. To have that Wi-Fi capability. And really, we think about it in an entire ecosystem. So, you know, from the user experience standpoint, you know, being able to preheat your oven by telling Alexa to go to 350, looking up recipes, updating, you know, recipes on your oven. So again, enhancing those user experiences. And again, question for the audience, how many people are specifying products that have technology enabled that connects to Alexa, Google, what have you? Are clients asking for that? So-so.
Are you telling them about it?
Yeah.
We have so much work to do, Paula.
It's a changing world, you know. I mean, I joke. I have a four-year-old, and this child is going to grow up thinking she can just voice command everything. I mean, I found out the other day she could buy stuff on Alexa. She bought this animal sound package. I have since locked that down. But she walks into a room and says, "Alexa, turn on the lights." And I just think it's the wave. It's the way of the future, right? So connecting, you know, products throughout your home to add convenience, to enhance the user experience is going to be really important.
But also for you guys to preempt maintenance issues before they occur, right? Because
exactly.
Now you can alert the homeowner.
Right. So some of the other ways we see this connected ecosystem is in service monitoring, right, to troubleshoot things before, you know, something may happen, or to, you know, order water filters for your refrigerator, you know, on an as-needed basis. There's also, getting back to sustainability, energy and water management monitoring. And then finally, as I mentioned, connecting to home systems. You know, personally, I use Alexa at home, but there's all sorts of systems out there. We want to be able to connect to any of those systems.
Okay, well, thank you for that. And then the last big topic that we wanted to address because of the crowd that we have in the room, and it's a nice crowd, thank you, I like that, is indeed the seamless brand experience. And how do you work with the design professional? How do you, you know, connect with the industry?
So to us, working with architects and designers, developers and builders is really important. And about 7 years ago, we started a global case study program where we engage with top architects and designers throughout the globe and work with them hand in hand as they're designing kitchens to address any needs that they might have. And through that, again, what we talked about earlier, that culture of curiosity, we learn different needs that they have. They want to put a custom panel on, but at 88 inches, right? And how can they achieve that? Or they want a lower toe kick. So we've learned a lot by talking with architects and designers as they design these kitchens. And then the end result is we have these beautiful projects that we have on our website. So if you go to our website under projects, you'll see all of these case studies. And we're currently expanding our case studies and doing a lot more in the US now. So people can really get inspiration, and you know, everyone from homeowners to designers can, you know, check out these projects. And like I said, there's just a lot of inspiration there. But that's how we really are deepening our relationships with architects and designers and having that two-way feedback.
It's really, really important. And it's not just, I know you guys work with the architects and designers as well on projects, on, you know, getting them published. And I find you guys are a brand that's very open to collaboration too.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, we do all sorts of special projects. And again, part of it is to allow designers and architects to, you know, again, achieve kitchen perfection and for us to understand what they need. In those case studies, you know, you can see on our Instagram and other social media channels.
And you provide a lot of options around trade resources, right?
Yes, so again, through these collaborations, we really learned what's important to architects and designers, making sure we have the right CAD files, the right planning guides. So about 2 years ago, we updated trade resources on our website, and you can individually download whatever CAD file you need, whether it's Revit, SketchUp, ArchiCAD, et cetera, as well as planning guides. So if you're installing a cooktop over our wall oven, we think ahead to that and put out guides to allow you to achieve that kind of installation.
Is that all available just to download for anybody, or do you have to be
yes.
logged in?
How does that work? No login necessary. Just go to Trade Resources, and you can find all your specs, planning guides, and CAD files there.
Great. And then you communicate with the community how? How can people get in touch with you?
So if you go to our website, there's a prompt to put in your information. It will ask if you're a designer, and then we send out communications. So we just launched our first architectural ebook, Volume 1. Again, that was, you know, featured 5 different case studies. And then we share regular communications about what's going on regionally as well. So I encourage everyone to sign up. We send emails about once or twice a month, and we send out the latest case studies for everyone to see.
I don't know if you have one, but do you have a trade program? Is there something that rewards designers for specifying?
Yes, we do. We do have a designer rewards program, which rewards designers for specifying. And we do have information on that. And then we also offer a personal use program. So if any designer wants to put Fisher & Paykel or DCS, which is our outdoor brand, in your home, we do offer personal use for designers.
And you have a number of experience centers.
Yes.
Where are they?
So we have two U.S.-based experience centers, one in New York City at the A&D building, and then the other one at Costa Mesa, California, which is our North American headquarters.
We're going to need something in the middle.
I think so.
Yeah, we need to get in the middle.
Right.
And, of course, New Zealand, right, because we just discussed that. So, yes. Again, please remind everybody in the audience where they can find some of your products at Kavis.
So, again, at Hallmark Hardwoods here around the corner, we've got a small suite of appliances. And then, again, I encourage anyone to go to one of our experience centers. We also have on our website, you know, local where to buy, so you can see our dealer listings. Another initiative that we've undertaken is really amping up our displays at dealers so people can really see the full line in a really nice setting. So I encourage you to go to your local dealer to see Fisher & Paykel as well.
That would be beautiful. I'd like to see if there's questions from you guys for Paula. Because if not, I still want to ask you guys about induction, because we only got like two hands earlier in terms of specifying induction, since it was a topic that's, I don't know, I think it's very interesting. What keeps you from specifying induction? Anybody want to take that? Is it your customers just saying, no, I want the big gas range? What's the deal? Do we have any volunteers? Don't leave me hanging here. Don't do that to me. Come on. Come on, Michelle.
I still think there's a barrier to entry with induction. Consumers still aren't up to speed on what it does and how it works, and we're doing our best to educate them, but there's still like a traditional want for the luxurious 60-inch gas range.
How do you answer that?
So, you know, seeing is believing, and at our experience centers and at some of our dealer locations where we have live products, you know, I've seen it happen time and again. People come into the showroom to see how our convection wall oven works, and we get to demonstrate the induction, and they're just blown away. A lot of people look at induction, right? It's powered by electricity, and they, you know, have thoughts of the old electric cooktops, right, with the heating element underneath the glass, and it operates completely differently, and so that really changes people's minds. They have to see it in action, right? And there's lots of videos online. I think with a lot of the news of late, people are really, you know, thinking about it differently. And it's interesting, I'm on a local where I live Facebook group, you know, for people who are interested in renovating their home. And it's my own customer research. And it's like wild over like the past 2 to 3 weeks with all the news. People have been really talking about it. And to see people going back and forth, like, I thought this, but then I went and saw how it worked. Or I moved into a house that had induction and I was blown away and I'll never go back. So I think it's going to take a little time, right? And certainly there is an aesthetic there. Some people love that super clean glass top. I mean, from a cleanability standpoint, it can't be beat, you know? But certainly some people aesthetically want the big pro range. So again, getting back to beauty of choice, it's why we still have a, you know, beautiful line of pro appliances as well, right? People have different preferences. But as a technology, I think people are really getting into induction more. And I think we're going to see a real shift with how people think about it.
Yeah, I will say on my personal note, I rented a little teeny tiny house for a weekend getaway and had a little induction burner. And I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned at how fast things were cooking and boiling. It just completely caught me off guard. And I was so just using that little tiny induction burner for a weekend, mm-hmm. I'll never go back. Absolutely, it's been induction all the way. So it's going to be interesting, and I think as designers, you know, you can't always wait for the homeowner to ask for product. You're not order takers, you are designers. So you should be putting your best forward here and your best foot forward and help them make the right decision. So I think being educated, coming to here to Fisher Paykel's presence at the show, but also finding experience centers or finding a showroom that carries them and say, all right, light one up, show me how this works so mm-hmm. I don't freak out about it any longer. Because again, that's why people come to you as designers, is to have all those answers. So yeah. That's my reprimand for the day. And if you guys don't have any other questions, we're going to let Paula get back on with her life and the team of 24 people back there.
Yeah.
And there's no pressure here, right?
Oh, right, none.
No performance angst at all.
And just one last comment about induction. Like, I do encourage you to, you know, check out some videos online, but, you know, I mentioned cleanability and performance, but there's so many benefits, too, because it's not emitting all the heat from a gas cooked up. You know, your ventilation requirements are less. It's safe. So, again, there's lots of benefits. I encourage everyone to check it out. And if you are near one of our experience centers, pop on in and have lunch with us.
Paula, thank you so much.
Appreciate you so much.